sort of withhold a little bit of sense of your own kind of motivations as a character and just let it come out in on the spot?
Yeah, you know, Greta and I understand each other very well, I think. I mean, you know, like, even during the first part of the shooting when it was complicated for us, our sensibilities were still very much in tune with each other. So, in a way, it's like it's a forced awkwardness that we don't necessarily have. And like, you know, when we're not understanding each other, a lot of times that's, we're finding, you know, like, we're acting that not understanding. But then that's like always really amazing with like working this way and then going back like and looking at these movies after they're finished, like how much I'm unaware of what's coming through. Like I think as I'm acting it that I know what I'm doing and that I sort of like we'll talk about beforehand this an idea for a scene and you know like at the end of it I'll feel like okay good like cool we got across like what we're hoping to and then after the fact I'll go back and realize that something entirely different is coming through in some of the context of the movie. So it's like I don't even know what to think about them until much later after I've sort of stepped away and I'm not editing them and I'm not close to them. And then that's when I kind of realize what movie we actually made instead of what movie I thought we were making, you know? And like definitely with this one. Shooting the first half, I thought we were coming across a certain way, and when we went back and looked at that footage, it was, you know, felt really different to me. And it's nice. I mean, as a filmmaker, it's nice. It's a pleasant surprise to then like, actually see what we did.
Well, it seems like the whole aspect of the photo shoot episode kind of is a synopsis of that.
Like, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. That's like. That's the only time I know of in the films that I've made where I'm directly commenting on the process within the movie. But yeah, I mean, definitely with that scene, I was throwing us sort of on, you know, in front of someone else's lens, but then kind of like letting that, you know, putting the spotlight on that idea of what it means to act for the camera and like how does that related to real life and real emotions and things like that.
Do we have a question?
It's a wonderful job because I got sick to my stomach as I was watching it, having gone through situations in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s. Which in my 50s, I would learn, but Greta did an outstanding job of showing that like the guy's oblivious to what's going on, but she knew the inevitability of the whole thing and the nervousness and the just the inescapable nervousness of eventual what's going to happen was unbelievable to watch. It makes me kind of want to have a Before Sunrise, Before Sunset kind of sequel because you're just dying to know what's going to happen. What are you going to be like 2 years from now? Who did you meet? Who did you meet? There's a thousand things going through my mind right now. And that's a sign of a good work of art.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I know. And it's like it was always a struggle about how what? Yeah. Yeah, that sort of stuff is what was the biggest challenge, was how vague can we be without it just being a series of images or a storyline, you know? So with that, like, yeah, who is that? I mean, it's like some new girl.
Yeah, and there's a point here, and there's the
the cameras was being operated by Aaron Katz, who's
sound by Aaron Katz.
Anyways, but that you know, a lot of these films and directors were going to be introduced in Toronto this weekend, and so it, you know, seeing that, I mean, it was clear that you know, this is not sort of a lot of people kind of coming at the same thing at the same time from different places, but are in you know, in, you know, working together. And could you talk a little bit about what this festival sort of is? And